Gabriella, congratulations here. Fun tournament here for you, I'm sure. And you said this isn't your first time you've been here to Garden City. Pretty windy all weekend here. And how tough was it to fight through the wind here and to compete here and with a chance to win?
I think it was really tough to battle the wind all week. We've had a couple windy tournaments coming up to this event, so we've been playing a lot in it. I was thinking maybe it could help me in any sort of way to figure it out, and I think it did.
Were you in the lead going in today?
I think I was leading by one stroke.
All right. Now, knowing that you were just barely ahead there going into the final day, did that put a little pressure early on you?
I don't know if it put, a lot of pressure, but I knew that I just had to stay on top of my game and just keep trying for birdie after birdie to, get ahead of the field.
Looking at your card here, you were pretty strong early on. What was working for you?
I just think that I had really solid driving all week, and my approaches were put in the right positions, and so it gave me really good birdie opportunities all day.
And the one that was behind you there, catching you up there, you had about a 3 or 4 shot lead for most of it, and then Alexa came in and she got into one shot, I think, a couple holes left there. And how big was it? Did that put a little bit less pressure on you, a little bit more relief with that eagle on at 16?
Oh, the eagle on 16 was spectacular, but I had no idea what was happening in front of me. I just thought I really need to get something going on the last couple holes, and the 16 was a really, really nice treat.
Yeah, go through that. The par 5, you get a 3 there, and what was that hole like for you? Go through that.
So on 16, they made it kind of reachable for us today, and every day this week I've laid up and just hit my approach into the green. But today, with the wind, I had about 200 yards to the green, but it was into the wind, so I just thought my 3-wood could get up there. And I started on the left side, and the wind took it perfectly, and it was perfect distance. And that eagle putt was super slick down the hill, but I read it right, and it went right in the middle.
And is this your first tournament, Epson tournament win?
Yes, this is my very first Epson Tour win.
That has to be a big confidence booster for you.
Oh yeah, this is amazing. I've been playing on this tour for a couple years, and it's really exciting to get this first win.
Moving forward here with a big payday here today, and I mean that has to be pretty exciting in its own right. But does that help you down the road here try to work for your ultimate goal of getting invited to the LPGA?
Yeah, definitely. The ultimate goal here is the LPGA, and it's really exciting, and this is my biggest check of my career that I made today.
And how many tournaments have you been in so far this year?
I'm pretty sure I've played about 5 or 6 until this point. I had a couple on the Ladies European Tour, and this is my second Epson Tour event this year.
What do you have ahead of you coming up here for tours, maybe European or Epson?
European Tour. Tomorrow I'm flying to Madrid, and then I have Thailand after that, and then France after that, and then back to the Epson Tour in Orlando after that.
So this is a busy time here for you. What's maybe like the European Tour like, maybe compared to the Epson?
I think, you know, both tours are super nice and super well organized. I think it's just a different vibe, you know, internationally, and you know, I really enjoy being part of both.
And coming back out here to Garden City here, and what's this maybe course like compared to some of the others you play?
It was pretty tough with the wind, and so just trying to read the greens right, and I know some of the greens here are brand new, so yeah, good test.